What we're talking about tonight is a question. The question is this: how will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? Here in Matthew chapter 26, we're going to start reading in verse 6. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her." Let's pray. Father, I do pray tonight that you would help me to deliver your message to your people. Lord, this is not a light thing, and I pray for your help. Lord, I ask that you would show us what you would have us to see in your word.
Yes.
And Lord, help us to make change where we should.
Yes.
Help us to bring honor and glory to you tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
The woman here who anointed Jesus with the expensive ointment was Mary, Martha and Lazarus's sister. This was the last week in Jesus's earthly life. This was not the Last Supper, but it was one of the Last Suppers. Mm-hmm. The crucifixion was going to happen in just a few days. And what's interesting is that Mary knew that.
Mm-hmm.
His disciples didn't.
Right.
But Mary did. Mm-hmm. We know that because of what Jesus said about it. But that's why she was using the expensive ointment. It was called spikenard, to anoint Jesus with. If you've ever wondered how expensive this stuff was, in this account that is given to us in John, Judas complains and says, you know, why are we wasting all this? We could have sold it for 300 pence. 300 pence is a lot of money. Brother Tom, you're causing a distraction back there.
I was.
1 pence is a day's journey. Not a day's journey, a day's wage.
Wage.
It was the common amount of money that a person would earn in a full day's work. 1 pence. So if you do the math, 300 pence is roughly a year's wages when you take out weekends. So you're looking at a full year's wage was the cost or value of this spikenard that Mary poured onto Jesus. In today's numbers, the common income for a household is around $70,000. That's a lot of money for a little jug of ointment.
Yes, sir.
Yet Mary chose to take that. I'm sure she knew how valuable it was.
Yes.
Everybody did. She chose to take that and pour it on Jesus, knowing that he was going to be crucified shortly. What she was doing is she was showing Jesus how much she loved him by sacrificing very likely an annual income. Notice that she was ridiculed for it. If you look in verse 8, it says here in Matthew, But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? When you look at the account in John, it was actually Judas that spoke up. Mm-hmm. And John, who wrote the book of John, he said that, and he actually says it in the account. He said it wasn't that he was concerned about how much money it was being wasted. It was because he carried the bag.
Yeah. And
the thief. He was the treasurer. And he intended to get a little bit of cut on it, probably, but now he wasn't going to be able to. but he was the main fault finder. Some of the others may have chimed in, I don't know. But I just want to make a point here about that. Normally, when there's a big strife amongst church members, it typically will start with one person.
That's right.
They're being critical about somebody. Don't be that person.
Amen.
When you're being critical about someone, especially when that someone is not present, that ought to be a red flag in your mind. Something's wrong in my heart.
Yeah.
Don't be that person to start a big strife amongst other people. It was evident by what John said that Judas was a thief. And Jesus knew that. But you're never going to find any time through Scripture that Jesus had anything negative to say about Judas. Now, we can find things negative to say about each other, of course, and do. But Jesus didn't. Mary, she had the privilege to show Jesus how much she loved him by anointing him with the spikenard, which could have very easily cost her an entire year's wage.
Wow.
You and I don't necessarily have to do that. I don't think that God is telling you or me that we need to give up an annual salary. I'm not saying you don't need to do that. I'm just saying I don't believe that that's what the point is here. But she was definitely making a large sacrifice. Jesus said that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also.
Amen.
So my question to you is, what are you willing to sacrifice for Jesus? My friend who is now with Jesus, his name is Philip, who was in prison for a long time, was preparing a sermon because they had Bible studies in their group there in prison, and he would preach in the Bible study from time to time, and he was preparing the sermon on sacrifice. And in the process, the Holy Spirit got a hold of him and said, well, what are you sacrificing? And he said, what can I sacrifice? I'm in prison. And the Holy Spirit said, well, you sure do like sugar. So he decided to sacrifice sugar for an entire year. And he did. We can all come up with something to sacrifice.
Amen.
For Jesus. Amen. To show him that we love him. What do you sacrifice for Jesus on a regular basis?
That's good, brother.
Notice that Jesus stood up for Mary as the disciples railed her for wasting this precious ointment. He even said, and remember the title of this message tonight is, How Will You Be Remembered? When Jesus took up for Mary, look in verse 13, see what he said here about her. He said, verily I say unto you, Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. So here we are, 2,000 years later, and we're still talking about Mary and the great sacrifice that she made.
That's right.
How is she remembered? When you hear somebody's name, something triggers what you remember most about that person. When I say the name Judas, you think of betrayal. When I say the name David, most of the time you're either going to think of one or two people that he is linked to. One is Goliath. The other one, Bathsheba. So it's amazing how that we are remembered by something that we've done. Something maybe that we have sacrificed. Mary is remembered because of the great sacrifice that she made. Judas is remembered because he betrayed Jesus. So, years after you're gone, and somebody says your name, what are you going to be remembered by? You have the option right now to determine what that is.
Yeah.
And you're responsible for what that is. No one else. No one else makes your decisions for you but you. We can blame others. We can be aggravated with others because they did this, they did that, they said this, they said that, or whatever. But it's not them that have formed us.
Right.
It's our decisions that form us. What will you be remembered by? If you were to go to heaven today, what will you be remembered by? When your name is mentioned, what will people think? Well, he sure was funny. He sure was rich, but he didn't want to part with it. She sure was a loving person. They radiated the light of Jesus well. She was argumentative. He was mean. What will you be remembered by? It's your choice. You're building your own future reputation right now. Mary chose to sacrifice, and that's how she's remembered. The other thing that we know about that same Mary is that she was the one that was most concerned about spending time with Jesus when Martha was barking at her for not helping. But Mary, according to Jesus, chose the better thing. And that was to spend time with Jesus. So here's a little hint on how you can have a better outcome on the people's memory of you. And that is spend time, lots of time with Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Mary is remembered because of the time that she spent with Jesus and the sacrifice that she made for him. How much time are you spending with Jesus? And how much of a sacrifice are you making for him? What do you go without daily so that Jesus is magnified? Consider the answers to these questions. One day it's going to be important.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for this passage that shows us how that Mary is remembered because of the time she spent with Jesus. Lord, help us to see the importance of that. Lord, help us to make changes where that we too will spend more time with Jesus throughout our days. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand and turn to 483.